Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
May Brother Ben Weiskircher, candidate to the simple profession of religious vows, please come forward.
Present. My dearest son, what do you ask God and His holy church?
I, Benjamin Weiskircher, with the help of God, have known your constitutions and rules by living in fraternal charity with you during the time of probation. Now, Father, I humbly ask you to be able to consecrate myself to God and to his kingdom by religious profession in this family of the clerics regular minor.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
good evening to the family of the Weiskircher, Jim and MJ. Thank you for your generous donation. Friends, October 31st was picked because this is very special. When the bishop found out that October 31st, Halloween, you're going to have the profession. I said, why not? It's a good costume for Halloween. 2003, after our school in Seton Hall, we are rushing back home, as well as many people are rushing back home. So this guy opted to beat the red light, and we got T-boned. So we almost died. Me, Father Liam, Father Melvin, and now Father Vidal, who is in the other diocese. And I said to myself, well, life is very short. On the snap of a finger, we could easily die. But this is a second chance. So during the investigation, so the police officer saw us. Of course, we're wearing our beautiful habit. And he said, what's your name? I said, Brother Teodoro Calo. And he looked at me and said, is that for real? I said, yes, it's for real. We're heading home to the seminary. Friends, today is for real. It is nothing just a ceremony, but it is a real way of life, the Adorno Fathers. Ben, this way is for real. You've been in our seminary for good 3 years, correct? Or more, of 4 years. And do you realize that this is not just something to play around? This is serious. Yes, my dear friends, tonight, testify to us the reality of life. In our first reading today, from the book of St. John, what did he say? I saw a vision. And for him, that vision is so real. And what kind of vision is that? The vision of eternity. This reminds me of the Vita Consecrata, the consecrated life that was written by St. John Paul II about the religious life. What did he say? This event of the Transfiguration made the disciples awed at the presence of God. As a matter of fact, on that mountain, they said, "Lord, can we just stay here? Because it is so real that they see God." And Jesus said, "My friend, we cannot just stay here. We have to go down." And back again, after when? The crucifixion for the resurrection. Our life here on earth is a matter of going up to the mountain, down and up. But it ends not down, but upward, which points to eternity. Then today, you will receive the habit. What does it signify? A new creation. There is a separation between you and the world. Today, you will wear it, and for the rest of your life, I hope so, for the rest of your life, which signifies your seriousness and the reality of life that we present to the world. Today, you opt to die from the world, which offers you all kinds of this materialistic joy, but only last here. But God offers to you something more profound and more realistic: life eternal. You could have been a good teacher, you could have been a good scholar, a good historian, but why did you choose to follow this? You are weird. Why do you want to embrace poverty? Look, everyone wants to become rich. Look, everyone wants to have castle. Why us? We're poor. Why do you choose chastity? Look, well, I cannot blame you actually, you know? But chastity is a good relationship. It is about that healthy relationship with a man and a woman. Why do you choose obedience? I think it's the hardest than the other vows. You will conform at the mind of your superior. And sometimes, most of the time, you have a superior like me. You have to obey, but you don't obey me. You obey him, the one who calls you. And the vow of humility. Why? Because, friends, this is the real life. A real life that we cannot exchange into the life of this world. Today you will receive a manual. It's a little book. And we called it the Constitution and Rules. This is the surest way to go to heaven. Put it in your head, in your mind, in your heart. Ben, this is the only way of life of the Adonis. Friends, help us to be faithful to our vows. Do not encourage us to go otherwise. We have our own way of life. And that's why I'm very strict that no one can interfere to that called religious life. That's what I need to guard, our religious. When someone are trying to rub them away and snatch them away from the joy of the world, that's when we come in and protect them. Jesus, in our gospel today, speak about metanoia. And we all know that metanoia means change of heart. But it's more than change of heart. Meta, which means beyond, noia, sense. Beyond the senses of the world. You go beyond just poverty and see Christ in their rising. You go beyond the war and see peace because Christ is rising. You go beyond the richness of the world because you see that there is something more rich and profound. And that is religious life. Jesus rising. Ad maiorem resurgentis gloriam, which means for the greater glory of the rising Christ. Did I say it right, Father Frank? He corrected the Latin. We call it risen Christ, the rising Christ. In our eyes, in our life, Jesus must be born over and over. What you do, what you think, Jesus should be born in there. That's why he gave us this litany. You should go beyond just what you see. Becoming a religious and wearing this habit is not gaining popularity and power, but gaining eternal life. Yes, it is eternal life, Ben. Today, when you wear this habit, I want you to be as simple as you can, as humble as you can, as servant as you can. Because we are called not to be served, but to be like our master, to serve others. Carry with you the image of Jesus carrying the towel of service and the water of life so that we may be able to walk together, bring the good news, and live as brothers.